This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, May 1st, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the University of Arkansas unveils its newest outreach vehicle, a converted Winnebago called the Green Mobile Solar Energy Laboratory. And the Trail Mix Concert Tour, an outdoor musical event that has become a staple during Artisphere, returns. We learn about the event's expansion into Benton County and get a preview of this year's participating bands. Plus, we preview the May Festival of the Arts in Eureka Springs, which kicks off today. But first, we begin with a couple of other items worth noting. The nonprofit group Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families is speaking out against recent budget cuts made to state child abuse prevention programs. Department of Human Services is faced with $2.2 million in funding cuts from the federal government and says it was a hard choice, but prevention programs had to be cut to keep caseworkers investigating reports of abuse. Jennifer Ferguson of Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families says cutting prevention will cause more problems in the long run.
It's a double-edged sword when you start talking about cutting prevention funding, because what will happen is more kids will end up in the system, which is going to increase the caseload, you know, for the workers there, and they're going to have less time to devote to children. So that's obviously going to put more children's, you know, safety at risk.
Ferguson says she's not sure where else the state could have made the cuts, but says it certainly shouldn't be children in the foster care system. The new head of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission says he's confident the amount of natural gas drilling in the state's Fayetteville Shale will increase. A drop in natural gas prices has led to the slowdown in new drilling. In an interview with Arkansas Business, Grant Tenniel said he'd like to get more Arkansans trained in the industry to fill jobs once the increase happens.
It's going to come back. The price is going to move. I don't think anybody can tell us when, and it may be 2 or 3 years before it does. But one of the things that's important to me is that when it does start to move and when activity does begin to pick up again, that we can fill more of those available jobs with Arkansans and rely less on contractors who are coming in from Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas.
For that to happen, Tenniel says the state needs to get a unified curriculum among schools that train people to work in the natural gas industry. We'll have more from Tenniel with regard to the governor's recent trip to China later on the program. Fort Smith City Administrator Ray Gossick has been selected to lead the Arkansas City Management Association for the 2012-2013 fiscal year. The association is a subsidiary of the Arkansas Municipal League and has close to 40 members from municipal governments with professional management, both mayor council cities and council manager cities, and from universities with graduate programs in public administration. The organization focuses on providing its members with training opportunities. The University of Arkansas women's golf team has been selected to participate in the NCAA Central Region Championship. The Razorbacks are making the program's 10th NCAA regional appearance and 9th consecutive in Arkansas history. The Razorbacks travel to the Scarlet Course, hosted by Ohio State May 10th through 12th, as regional action gets underway. The Razorbacks travel to the Scarlet Course, hosted by Ohio State May 10th through 12th, as regional action gets underway. Arkansas is coming off a runner-up finish at the 2012 SEC Championships, an event the Razorbacks hosted at Blessings Golf Course. The top 8 teams from each of the 3 NCAA regional sites will advance to the 2012 NCAA Championship, hosted by Vanderbilt May 22nd through the 25th. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals wrapped up an 8-game homestand with a win against the Arkansas Travelers yesterday. Carlo Testa belted 2 home runs to right field in the Naturals' 12-2 victory. The Nats took 3 wins in the 4-game series against their in-state rivals. The Naturals will be back in action this evening in Springfield with first pitch slated for 7:08.